This is program number LW2731. Well, I was on my way home from college that Friday, November 22, 1963. Hi, this is Larry West. There were a bunch of us in the car waiting for a friend who left something in the dorm. We were ready to make the trip home that afternoon, and my friend burst out the front door of that dorm and shouted, "The president's been shot in Dallas." We reached and turned on the radio and listened all the way home to news reports of the motorcade, the book storage warehouse, to how President Kennedy fell into Jackie's lap, to how Lyndon B. Johnson took the oath of office on the same plane, which was to carry the body of the slain president back to Washington. The whole nation was stunned, and one shot in Dallas was enough to ring around the world. That's the way it is, you know, with the rich and the famous. They get the attention. The world stops to see them walk by. They are the ones we assume have all the power. But you know, power is not in the hands of just the rich and the famous. Power has many guises. For example, I can't help but to think of a lonely little man in Athens more than 2,000 years ago who died because he asked some dangerous questions. His audiences were very small. Yet there is no literate person in the world today who has not heard of Socrates. St. Francis of Assisi is another. He gave up a pampered life to live in poverty in his desire to comfort the poor and the sick. Mohandas Gandhi is another one who freed his people from the most powerful empire of his time, and all without force. A fellow named Ignatius, who lived and died just shortly after Jesus Christ walked the earth. Amidst persecution, Ignatius is the one who said, "Let the fire, the gallows, the wild beast, the breaking of bones, the pulling asunder of members, the bruising of my whole body, and the torments of the devil and hell itself come upon me, so that I may win Christ Jesus." Now, what do all of these guys have in common? Power. The power to be themselves. They all spoke and acted resolutely, standing up for what they believed. They had an inner purity that only people who are true to their ideals possess. They were, I guess you could say, authentic. They were real. They were power. Now, you know, in our world filled with people who are looking out only for themselves, where they reach and grab and take what is not their own, where they use people to satisfy their own appetites, where it seems we're bowing down to the god of pleasure and comfort, no matter what it costs, we need people who are authentic. And I'm afraid we don't have many around. Not when you look at the masses. Oh, we hear the cry, "Be yourself," but it's not real. I'm not talking about the cry that leads to selfishness. I'm talking about a cry to be real, to be authentic. You see, to be authentic, while it proceeds from the center of a person's life, it's not self-centered. It was that ancient man of courage, Socrates, who said, "Know thyself." Shakespeare said, "To thine own self be true, thou canst not then be false to any man." To be authentic, it's got to come from the heart, and that produces power. You see, authentic people recognize the direction their lives are meant to go. Everybody asks, I guess, "Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to do in life?" Well, the authentic person has power because he has come to know his sense of direction. When I was in high school, a couple of guys on my block insisted that we go on a shoplifting spree. I didn't want to be an outcast, so I went and I took. And we came home with junk that I've had to pay for now for 20-plus years. I've learned from it, though. My priorities are now clear. Whether I be an outcast or not, I know the direction I'm taking now. And I've got an inner strength. I have power. That inner strength has a name. His name is Jesus. And that's what he means when he says in his own Bible, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength." You see, because of him, I've become authentic. He's my power. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called "What Controls Your Life." Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.